views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Let the transition begin. Welcome to Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, most vibrant life. Carrie gives you the tools for transformation that will help you experience success for life's transitions. Now here's your host, Carrie Keith.
Hey, everybody. I'm Carrie of Majestic Insights, and thank you for joining Transformation Talk Radio and WBLQ. I just love everyone in our network. Today, we have a really wonderful show. It's called The Visibility Vessel, and we have Astra Spider back, and I just love her. And this is also a really great show because it's the second time that I have had this guest, and I like having reoccurring guests because that allows us to build up our own little creative program and way we move through stuff, and allows us to help each other launch products and things like that. And I'm very honored to be associated with Miss Astra. Now, last time she was here, we worked on the money moxie because she is the abundant shaman, and she blends the art of healing with the law of attraction and turns on our money moxie. So today we're going to talk about the visibility vessel and how that helps soul-centered entrepreneurs. So let's welcome Miss Astra.
Thank you, Carrie. Thank you for having me. I love being on your show, and I love you.
You too. So talk to us. Tell us about being visible.
Well, when we say visibility for soul-centered spiritual entrepreneurs, it's a really huge deal because, you know, as entrepreneurs, we, of course, are here to run our businesses. And because we're soul-centered entrepreneurs, we are here to share our spiritual gifts and spread our unique soul message to our respective tribes, you know, the people that were really divinely appointed on here on earth to work with and share our special message and voice with. So the visibility part is to how to spread our message, how to find and attract our divinely appointed soul tribes, and how to really get out there, especially on the internet where there's so much going on, you know, and so much to navigate. So oftentimes, you know, because we're blending our spiritual gifts and spirituality with our businesses, we can come up against that, you know, and I think I almost feel like we maybe touched on this a little bit on our last Money Moxie show, but we can find it hard to kind of harmoniously marry the spiritual side with the actual abundance and money side, because it's been a teaching for so long. Like, you know, it's not really a teaching anymore, but there's this residue of that ancient belief system that you're not supposed to make money with your spiritual gifts.
Yes, but we are in 2015.
Right.
And we include the frequency of cash flow, yes, with our newness.
Yes, exactly.
In the creation of who we are. And yeah, you and I were talking earlier. Now, visibility is interesting to me because I can do all this abundance clearing. I can do all these other things. And meanwhile, the business coaches are recruiting online entrepreneurs daily by the droves. Yeah. And so how do you stand out? How do you make yourself visible? For me personally, I like being in my cave, you know, coming out to work and going back. So maybe I have made peace with these other things. Maybe the invisible is what I'm working on. And we just moved. I started exercising and eating better because I am planning to be visible. And so it's this whole transformation for me to go from in my cave as the mama bear into being visible. And so do you help us with a plan to get there? Or how does it work? Do we get, is this a program or do we just get this? Talk to us about how we get this for ourselves from
About the Visibility Vessel, it is a monthly membership community program. So it's ongoing and people can join, you know, when they feel inspired and, you know, and if for whatever reason they need to leave and they just finish out their previous month or the rest of the month that had been previously paid for. So it's not like a contract. It's not like a 4-month thing. It's just ongoing. And the Visibility Vessel is really here to support us with exactly the kinds of things that you're talking about. And I too, like I love my personal time, my freedom, my alone time, you know, my time for dreaming and daydreaming and creating and being and doing all that. I'm really an expert at doing all of the stuff behind the scenes, right? So, but visibility is, it's when we're really ready, because if we have been doing all this stuff behind the scenes and dreaming up, you know, our services and programs and really preparing to share our message, because if we don't get out there and share our message, then we're not helping the people that we're here to help. So I feel like, right, like you said, we've been kind of like doing this in the cave, dreaming behind the scenes thing. And now, and it's interesting too, that you mentioned the exercising and the eating right. And I'm not, you know, I'm not a nutritional coach and or a fitness, you know, coach or anything like that. But there's what I call the three V's. And it's vitality, voice, and visibility. And the visibility, we shine our best when we are doing that, those behind the scenes, anything that makes us feel more vital and alive. So for you, for instance, right now, it's the eating better, the exercising. For me, I have, a pretty much almost daily ritual of going outside and connecting to the earth, because that really gets me into this, my vital essence, my feeling alive, because, you know, when I'm connected to the earth, I'm feeling really grounded and really in my power. So whatever it is that works for people to get that vitality, that sort of like, it's almost like the battery that's going to power everything we do. And then getting aligned with our message, with what we are here to share with our people. I call this our voice, and it can mean your physical voice, like me talking now, but to me, voice goes a lot deeper than that, and it's really stepping into our confidence with sharing what I call the true message of your soul.
Because the voice could be not what you say, but what the world hears.
Yes.
So like if you put out a book, your voice will reach so many people.
Yes.
Without you having to talk all the time.
So that's what, right. Without you getting nodes in your vocal cords. Right. So exactly. It can be, and even writing a blog post, that's sharing your voice and your message, you know, so that's writing it, like you said, you know, or recording like 10-minute audios and sharing those once a week. But it's about doing that. And it's about getting out there and sharing it, having a system to share it on a regular basis in a way where your tribe starts to kind of perk up and take notice of your unique message because it is meant for their ears, and showing up in a way on a regular basis that they start to get used to you being there, popping up, like say you send out a weekly newsletter on Tuesday mornings, and they just kind of get programmed, like, ooh, Carrie's newsletter's coming. It's 8 o'clock on Tuesday morning. I wonder what she has to say this, you know? So it's sort of this like slow infiltration system, but in the best way possible, where people start to go get eager to hear what is, you know, like for me, like, like what's the weekly money moxie tip, or what is the, you know, what is the wisdom? Because I'm writing a book called The Wisdom of Gold, where I'm really channeling messages from gold to help people shift into their abundance vibration. So I've been sharing little book excerpts on Facebook, you know, a new excerpt from The Wisdom of Gold. So it's, and people are starting to perk up and go, ooh, I really resonate with that message. And here I am with a big grin on my face going, visibility, hooray, you know? So it's when we are sharing our unique message, what we are here to share, what we're divinely put here on earth, you know, to do and to share and to put out into the world, when we're really being authentically true to our soul messages, that's when visibility starts to happen.
Now, we're going to come back and talk about this some more, because this is a really great subject. And before we go to break, tell us how to find you, your website.
Oh, yes. Okay. So my website is the word one spelled out, O-N-E, oneexpansion.com. And to read more about the visibility vessel, it's oneexpansion.com/the-visibility-vessel.
Okay, cool. And I'm Carrie of majesticinsights.com. You can leave a message for me at 503-400-4603. And we'll be right back after the break.
One solution is my queen, cause she stays strong. Yeah, yeah. She is always in my corner, right there when I wanna. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone. And they say, do you need me? Do you think I'm pretending?
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Thank you. plan, motivation. My one solution is my queen, cause she's this strong. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, everybody. This is Carrie with Majestic Insights Radio. Thank you for joining us today. We have Miss Astra Spider, and we're talking about visibility and how it's important to the soul-centered entrepreneur or anyone who's in business. So tell us, Astra, what does visibility mean for a soul-centered entrepreneur?
Yeah, so to continue what we were talking about before the break, it's really, well, why don't I go through, I've got some bullet points.
Okay.
And these are really powerful. It's just a really powerful formula, you know, whether you end up working with me or joining the Visibility Vessel, or just if you want to take this away from the call and, you know, and just kind of start to put it into action in your own life. And by you, I'm talking to you, Carrie, and you, the soul-centered,
hey.
Hello, and you, the soul-centered spiritual entrepreneur. So the one thing is to get clear on your message. And like I said before, your message, I'm talking about your divinely guided, unique soul message that you are here on earth to share with your tribe. And then, of course, number two is to get clear on who your message is for. So who is your tribe? Why are you here on earth to work with them? And what have you gone through, you know, that is like your unique imprint and your unique inner wisdom that you're here to share with them? And why are they the ones to learn it from you? So it's getting clear on your tribe. And then the next step in visibility is becoming empowered from within to be able to share your message, because that's where a lot of us get stopped up. We can know why we're here, our purpose, our message, who our tribe is, and then we still find it challenging to start sharing our message out into the world. So again, this is one of the biggest roadblocks, and there is a way to overcome it, because I know, because I've been working on it in myself, and I work on it with my Visibility Vessel clients, and it's really about getting confident in who we are, what we stand for, what our message is. It's beyond just knowing what our message is. It's aligning ourselves with it and really stepping into our power as a messenger. And maybe it's just about saying, you know what? I am a messenger. Like, I'm not going to hide from that any longer. I am here to share this inner wisdom that I have out with the people that, you know, my tribe. And, you know, so there's various and sundry ways, of course, to work on your confidence and to bypass any old roadblocks that you may have had to self-esteem and worthiness and even deserving of abundance. Because, of course, when we start to share our message and with our tribes, and we start enrolling them in our programs and services, then it's a two-way win-win, because we're receiving abundance for sharing our message. So,
you know, it gets all complicated too. Like, their parts could be arguing, or it could be belief system, or it could just be habits, and all that could just be shaped up instantly.
Absolutely.
Well, that's why I started doing the physical stuff, is because what my message is, and bringing it to this plane, I tend to just leave this plane. I don't have to be grounded in my body all the time to do what I do. And I'm in the new place, and I'm loving the new earth. And for me to align, like you're saying, I needed to come to the new place, and I need to bring it into my body and to make that wholeness. But someone else may be in a whole different place in their growth pattern. Maybe it's great grandma's belief stuck in there that they didn't even know they had.
Absolutely right. And that's exactly right. So it's during the empowerment journey that where we step into our confidence and our power to be able to share our message, these are all things that we can look at. So it's on, you know, all levels, mind, body, spirit, energy, you know, vibration, this lifetime, past lifetimes. And these are all the things that we can look at, because in the Visibility Vessel, what I do is I have these weekly, we have a private Facebook Clubhouse, and we have these weekly threads where, you know, we can share, we share celebrations and successes, but we could also share any questions we have, any challenges we might be feeling, and we all work through it together. And then there's the monthly visibility mastermind calls as well, where we, again, in not in person, but via video conference, we can share, we can each share our, you know, any, if we're having special challenges at the moment. And as we work through it for each person, what it does is it actually strengthens and helps everyone on the call and anyone listening to the call replay. So it's really magical. So the next step, once you are feeling,
are we on four? We're on four on our formula here.
Yes, four, okay, number four.
Okay.
Thank you for reminding me.
I just wanted to make sure I didn't miss anything.
Yes, yes. And it's actually all on the Visibility Vessel page on my website too. So anyone can just go and read it there as well. So
and that's oneexpansion.com/the-visibility-vessel.
Okay. So once you start to feel more confident, more empowered to really get out there and start sharing your message, then that's when you want to get empowered and aligned first. Then number four is when you start taking what I call aligned action steps regularly to share your message out, you know. And again, I'm an online business person, so I do it on social media. And, you know, and when I say taking aligned action steps, that means that now you're confident in starting to share your message. And confidence feels good. When you're empowered, you feel good. You feel joyful. You feel peaceful. And the action steps that you're going to take, you want to choose the ones that keep you aligned with that, with the feelings of joy and peace that you've achieved in overcoming, you know, the old challenges and roadblocks. So it's like, it really makes sense to me, because I know for me, speaking from personal experience in the past, over the past, you know, however many years doing online business, it's so easy to kind of jump on whatever the next bandwagon is and say, that marketing strategy looks good. I'll try that. And then I'll try the next one. And then I'll try the next one. And it's like, you can try them all, and there, and a whole bunch of them aren't going to feel good to you and aren't going to feel right. So what I do now is, before I even start trying something, I just get really clear. Like, I tap into the vibration of whatever that action step would be and say, does this feel good? Does it feel good in my body? Does it feel good energetically? If it feels good, if it's a yes, then I start to slowly add it in. And I don't do too many things at once. I have narrowed down, like, for instance, on social media, I have three main places that I share my stuff and what I'm doing and post, but I really narrowed it down to Facebook is my favorite. And that is really what feels the best to me. And then I continue to share on the other ones that still resonate, but I focus on Facebook, and that's what makes me really happy, because you can hang out with all these like-minded people and really filter through and only, you know, add friends to your community that are really on similar journeys. So I have totally vibrationally aligned with the marketing that I'm doing now. So then now, having aligned, I'm taking action steps that only feel good on a regular basis. So that's step four.
So there's hope for people who never feel good about marketing. Some niche, there's some fuzzy slippers somewhere that would
really comfy. Exactly. You want to be comfy. You want to feel like you have a comfy quilt and your flannel pajamas on, and you want to have your, yeah, go ahead.
My idea of marketing is make lots of money so I could pay someone to do that for me.
There you go. And to a certain extent, that's excellent too. And it depends too. But what I find too, though, if you're going to market on social media, like I am, it is really best to show up and as yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And be yourself and answer questions and show up in the different groups that you're in. And if somebody asks a question and you have a cool tip for them, you know, pop in and say,
so
oh, you know,
fair amount of time spent doing that a day.
You know, that's a really interesting question. And it's, I say interesting because I myself, and I think this is pretty fair to say for almost every, you know, entrepreneurial type, I have had a tendency to really overextend myself and overwork myself in the past. And I find that if I feel like because the only one pressuring myself is me, right? Because I'm my own boss. So if I'm pressuring myself to be online every single day, and that I have to show up in every single group every single day and participate every single day and, you know, post,
then you're going to rebel it.
Yes, you're going to rebel, and you're going to feel exhausted, and you're not, and you're going to, it's really depriving yourself.
Well, I understand that, but my question more was about that. But let's say, okay, Carrie wants to work a formula that's comfortable for her.
Right.
So maybe it's an hour, maybe it's 3 hours. I was asking what it would be like. Do you help the people design that for themselves?
Well, you know, in the Visibility Vessel, I pretty much would answer any question like the one you just asked, or anything that comes up, because, you know, being a shaman, I'm just really here to connect with your soul and really receive, you know, the messages that are appropriate for you at a given moment at the present time.
You know, it comes to me when you say that, that's interesting, because then you could do your own story with it. So for me, the balance of time per day would be in the dance of it. So, you know, maybe it's 2-3-2 or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I could make like a rhythm, but some sort of rhythm, because there's something about the collective consistency. And if you let yourself get too feely and you're not on some sort of schedule, if you're rigid, yes, you're a Bella. I totally do that. But if you, if I wait and then have to do it all at once, I'm really good at that. But I'm trying to learn to get more into the dance of it so that I have a rhythm. I know which day I'm going to be where, but it's still interesting and different.
Yes. And that's funny, because the second half of my story in answer to your question is what ended up happening for me is that when I was trying to force myself to do it every day, it didn't feel good. That's not aligned. That's not aligned business, right? So I asked myself, I asked my soul, well, what kind of a schedule would feel good? How can I best show up for my tribe and my community and feel good and feel energized? So what the formula that ended up, and it'll be different for everybody because it's going to be what feels good for you, but what ended up feeling good for me was the answer I got was, well, I need 4 days off every week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only going to work 3 days a week. So what ended up happening?
We need to break here, and we will talk about our wonderful idea of a 4 day week return.
Coming soon.
Attitude, keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little
woo-hoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please, .com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
If you are one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com. Or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
That song makes me want to dance.
Yeah. We're talking about dancing.
Yeah, in my story. So finish, tell us about your 3-day work week.
Yes. So right. So I was really needing a way to break out of that self-pressure cooker that I was in and you know, feeling so overwhelmed of having to show up constantly. And but that's not really what visibility is about. Visibility is about feeling good showing up. So what ended up happening was that my soul guided me to start taking 4 days off every week. And I thought, well, you know, how will I make that work? What does that look like for me? So for me, what it ended up being was that what felt good to me was to focus on, you know, business and marketing type stuff, and social media Tuesday through Thursday. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and to really give myself the benefit of a 3-day weekend, which was Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then use Monday as my writing day, since I am in the middle of writing a book. And I'm writing a little bit at a time. So what ended up happening is that really took huge amounts of pressure off, or I should say I took huge amounts of pressure off myself, the pressure that I myself have been putting on myself. And when that happened, when I no longer felt pressured, it started to be like I had so much energy to share the Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays that I had appointed as my online social media days. And I would get on and share, but it didn't feel like I had to do it 8 hours a day. So then I had all this energy reserve that if I wanted to pop onto social media on the other days, I totally could, and I still felt really good doing it. And so I really found a way to conserve my energy. And if I don't want to pop on, I won't, you know, but if I feel inspired, which I often do, I'll pop on. And the thing about giving myself Mondays for my writing days, every once in a while on a Monday, I'm just absolutely not inspired to write, but I suddenly feel inspired to do, you know, a business project or to get on Facebook and start socializing. And so I just allow myself to do that because that's what's feeling good. And then maybe on Tuesday, I spend some time writing my book. So
now that could be different for every person. Like some people may need, you know, 10 to 2 Monday through Friday in order for it to work for them. Because we're talking about your personal soul-centered feel good.
Yes, exactly. What
so you're for like for work, and we're talking about visibility in work and who you are and your message to the world and how to make that abundantly wonderful for everyone.
Yes, exactly.
But that could change in cycles, would you not think? Because like, I have a sun, moon, three planets, a north node, all in Scorp. So if you know anything about that.
Water.
That is an intense thing.
Yeah.
And I do better if I pull like, you know, an intense time, or I'll do, you know, a 30-day day and get some stuff done and then go back to balance. Like I have to have these sprints in my cycles in order to feel good, to always just be mellow all the time. Gets boring to me about the second week and I get sidetracked because I give myself too much rope. Mm-hmm. So maybe when I design my dance, I'll have some fast parts and some slow parts.
Yeah,
fast
totally.
Parts and some slow parts.
That's beautiful. And exactly. And what'll happen with that is your body is going to recognize its own natural rhythm, and you're just going to dance the dance that feels good. And that's going to be what's most effective for you personally, because you're truly aligning with what feels good in your soul.
Right. Okay. So I just think you're amazing because you're the most laid back, get it done person I've ever met. It's usually your get it done person or your laid back, but you're both at the same time. I don't know that the rest of us can attain that so easily, but I do believe it's a worthy goal.
Well, and I think that's part of, you know, my message and what I'm here to do also is to really shift people into this feeling of light rather than heavy. And that's when the balance starts to happen. The work-life balance is when you're not, you know, treating everything so seriously. And is it important to have a business and make money and support yourself? Yes, of course, of course. But the balance and that really attractive, yummy energy that you start to put out is when you start to fill your own cup first and really learn how to take it easy. And then what happens is when you're in your power as far as taking it easy, then everything else is easy as well. So it's like when you're easy on yourself, easy like Sunday morning, as the Commodore said, you know, everything
So for my perfect work, I love to work because all my stuff's in the house of work. I mean, it's fun for me.
Yeah.
And so, you know, just 3 days a week, I would even almost like miss it. So I always had this fantasy that the calendar should be 7 work days and 3 days off, because you could do something on 3 days off. 2 days, you know, is not enough. 4 days, you get, I get sidetracked. And so I have this crazy things came into my head where I would work and break and work and break. And then I will have accumulated this pile so I could take 3 weeks off and the kids and I could go somewhere fun. And it, you know, it wouldn't have to be expensive, but it could be if it wanted to be.
Yeah, exactly. That's perfect. That sounds perfect. Exactly. For your own unique sense of joy and peace is right. When you do, it's like sort of the mad dash, as you were saying, accomplish that, get it all done. And then you're like, woohoo. And then you're like, okay, bye. I'm taking a couple of days off. Yeah. I love that for you. I think that feels really good for you actually. So,
We found something that feels good for me. I have hope. Yay!
Let me real quick. I want to share because there's two more steps in what I call the optimum visibility formula.
Number five.
So number five, after you've figured out what feels good for you and start taking your aligned action steps regularly to share your message. Then this is really not an action step. This is what starts to happen next. So it's part of the formula because it's sort of the next step, but it's a natural occurrence. Once you've done the first four steps, when you do it regularly, what you start to do, and this is number five, is you start to not only reach your tribe, but you begin to empower them with your message, with your unique soul message. And that's part of being visible too. You've done all of the sort of inside work. You've started to step into your power with sharing your message. You start to share your message, then people start to notice and you start to reach your tribe. And so that's five. And it's easy because it's not something you have to do. It just is something that happens. And then finally, part of being visible as a business person, entrepreneur type, is that step number six is that you are aligned, that you start to become aligned with receiving money for your message. Because, of course, that completes the circle. You get clear on your message. You get clear on your tribe. You get become empowered within to share your message. You start taking aligned action steps that feel good regularly to share your message. You begin to reach your tribe. You begin to empower your tribe. Now you need to be aligned with, boom, full circle back, receiving from your tribe. And of course, in this case, in the case of business, that would be receiving in the form of cashola, right? Money. And so that's step number six. So that, again, like we were saying for step number four, this is going to be unique for you. So there's 8 million different ways to feel aligned with receiving money. So,
yes, and we will talk about some of those and some tools from that. And you can check us out more at majesticinsights.com or oneexpansion.com. We'll be right back after the break.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit ATOZENmeditation.com.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones, travel the world, live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Just as I thought it was going on.
everybody. Welcome to Majestic Insights Radio. Today we're with Astra Spider, and we're working with the Visibility Vessel. It's a group where you can, for soul-centered entrepreneurs. Astra, thank you for coming today.
Thank you. So we were, I remember what we were talking about. We were talking about ways in which to align with receiving money for your message, for the true message of your soul. So that's the old abundance thing.
Okay, so I have a question.
Yes.
Okay, so we want to do this formula. We want to get a clear message, get empowered, align, then we reach our people, and then we receive money.
Yeah.
But can we just align with receiving money in the meantime? Because it's going to take us time to get that stuff done. So what would be our reference point of aligning to that?
Yeah. So the sense that I'm getting is that people who are soul-centered entrepreneurs, and of course, if you're just starting out, then you may not have been on this journey. But in my own personal tribe, I've really been working with people who have been on their own abundance alignment journeys for some time. So and again, there are so many different ways to
Are the fairy princess that pulls them out of the mist and back into the world.
I am, and again, it's the really similar way that I work, you know, with the other steps in the formula is that. That's okay. I know you're getting over your sniffles, so I'm sending you some healing. You know, and everyone has a really unique formula that works for themselves, for their own specific needs. However, there are universal abundance challenges for soul-centered entrepreneurs. So, okay, I'm just getting myself centered here so I can connect with the more universal challenges that not only have I experienced them personally, but I've seen across the boards with my
and
people.
Would this be things too, like when the moon affects us all, or we have certain, you know, planetary energies and stuff happening?
That would be really, it can be. And right. And what I don't get as specific as looking at actual planetary alignments, but I call it the universal energy that travels over us all. And I'm very sensitive to that. And I'm very aware when, like, say, for instance, if I'm hanging out on Facebook and I go from one group to another or to my profile or to the newsfeed, and I'll see people who don't even know each other who are posting really similar, you know, either challenges or celebrations or things that have happened or things they're experiencing. Things that are bubbling up. So let me just, here's the way I work best is I'm going to just feel into the present moment, because here's where we are. And I'm going to feel into if there's a universal abundance energy happening right now that wants to be tapped into. And it's, I know that silence on a radio show isn't.
I see it is a shadow behind the mainstream, so you have to ask it to come out.
Okay.
So ask it.
Okay. Yeah, because I was feeling it. Okay, I'm asking now. Come show
there
yourself.
Goes.
Show yourself. Yes. So it's. It's telling me that it's the elephant in the room, and it's showing itself to me as an elephant. So what is this elephant that's having a hard time being talked about? It's like,
what it is because you align in a feely way. So for you to align, you go quiet.
Yes.
And others would turn on a song or plant some flowers, or everybody's going to have a different way of connecting to their source at the same time. And it's different depending on what your magic is.
Exactly.
Just
and okay, I've got
quiet, and we all just kind of drift into feeling. Her beauty there, but we have to talk on our show.
Well, absolutely. And I'm glad you were filling in the blank while the vision was coming through and becoming clear to me. And I see what it is now. So the universal abundance challenge that's happening right now with the soul-centered entrepreneurs is feeling like we may not be able to do what we say we can do. So it's almost like a lack of confidence in our own ability to help and support our clients in the way that truly at our core, we know we can do because this is why we were put on earth. But we're also human. So we have, you know, maybe some of those nagging mindsets.
Would you think this is a worth challenge or is this more of a fear of unknown challenge or just?
It feels like when you said worth, yes, I got a hit on that. It's not so much the fear of the unknown, but and it's even more than worthy. It's like a resistance to stepping into our truths. And our truths, each of our truths look unique, but yet they all have in common that what we are at our core is gold. What we have to offer the world is gold. It's valuable. It is worthy. And at all of our own gifts, when we share them with our tribes, we are helping them to shine through the process. Us shining, we are helping them to shine, but it's getting past the resistance to this truth. It's stepping out of those old, you know, comfort zones of hiding.
So let's do it for everybody. Let's just all take a breath.
Yes.
And we see this that we're seeing today are tapping into the abundance flow for our world here. And the resistance to it, we want to delete, uncreate, remove resistance to this for us, all of our listeners, and all of the souls on planet Earth that would allow this healing at this time. Just say yes.
Yes.
And you can really shift things that quickly. But the show goes so quickly, too, when you're here visiting. Now, Astra's coming back to be with us again in, what, March 1st?
I believe so. Yes. I believe so, yes, to talk about the new book.
The new book. Yay!
The Wisdom of Gold.
The Wisdom of Gold. And we will be able to buy that book then, too, and everything. And we look forward to that. So you can reach, tell them how to find you, Miss Astra.
Hello, it is www.oneexpansion.com. And to get to the visibility vessel, you would go oneexpansion.com/the-visibility-vessel.
Now, you could just look at all of her site is beautiful. She's got her Money Moxie group. She's got her visibility. She's got stuff coming along all the time. So you want to stay tuned. Catch her on Facebook. She's always got wonderful things on Facebook. And share her posts to your people. And let's get the message out there that people can be aligned with their gold. And that they can be in peace and abundance. Or busy and abundance, depending on what they want.
Or a balance of both.
Our balance of both, and that you can design it just your way. When you have blocks and stuff on that, you can also come to majesticinsights.com, and we will be happy to, in 30 minutes, we can shift and pull that stuff and shift it all up.
Carrie is so good at that. She's so good at really fast clarity. I love it.
So we want to thank everyone at Transformation Talk Radio and WBLQ. And our listeners for listening, we'll see you next week. Until then, have a great week.
You've been listening to Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher. Let Carrie lead you through her most empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, most vibrant life. Carrie gives you tools for transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.